Like the Monday one?
He said he could though.
What's today?
This thing wants to change.
You see why I was confused?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so maybe since we have several new people, we should just kind of flip around and go around and introduce ourselves slash talk about what we've done slash talk about what we're going to do. That seemed like a good plan.
Sure.
And then move into this stuff and then end with Claire talking about figures, right? So this is the last time we're going to be allowed to just talk about figures as well.
Really?
Yes.
I thought that's what it was going to be.
No, that was just one example and y'all have beaten it to death.
What else would it be, Vinny? I have nothing else to share.
Well, you could be a little bit more creative. I mean, Emma, you even used yours twice.
I can show you pictures from my fishing trip yesterday.
Yeah, it could be that.
Okay.
So,
I showed an update.
I'm just going to do a all day every day.
All right, so if you want to start here, we'll go around.
You should introduce yourself too.
So my name's Stephen Roberts. Yep. What else should I say?
This is his lab.
Yeah.
He's technically our boss.
I'm Mackenzie. Most people call me Matt around here. I do work in epigenetics and oyster, so how they regulate their genes. How the oyster interprets their environment and changes their physiology kind of thing. So this week I've been working on prepping samples to do DNA methylation analysis. And I've been doing it a couple times now, and I have just enough to run the assay itself, the chip itself. I don't have enough to do the quality control on the samples. So I was looking for some advice, because I have enough for like 2 out of my 4 samples I can do the QC. Do I feel confident that that's enough? And I would say maybe, yeah. Because 2 of them are the MBD-treated samples, and then 2 are just input, just straight all the genomic DNA not being separated out, and those obviously all have enough. And that's what the enriched material is generated from, so I don't know if I'm that worried about not being able to QC the enriched fractions. The size is going to be the same. It would just be am I confident in the concentration that I get them on the nano drop. So that's kind of what I'm dealing with now. I got data back from NanoString. It's NanoString data. It's not earth shattering, but I need to look at it more. And then I guess getting my outline ready for Peloton and working with Charles a little bit on getting some PCRs done this week.
I'm Jessica. I'm an undergraduate. I'm working with Emma and her oyster segregation research on oysters. And I've been looking at histology slides, seeing what exactly has been included in the histology slide itself and seeing what kind of tissues we can actually compare across the board. I'm currently working on literature search and seeing what could actually be indicated from histology slides, as well as I'm also looking into other tissue types to see if I can recognize the other types that might have been included in the slides that we're looking at.
I'm Charles, and I've worked with Kenzie on epigenetics. And I'm doing lots of PCR so far. We're trying to take a risk. And I think I'll be starting bioinformatics soon.
I'm Brent, and I work on a lot of new things. Right now, it's going to be local adaptation to the native of the oyster. Trying to get that experiment underway, transplanting progeny of broodstock from different locations and sound into their respective locations to see if there's difference in survival and growth and fecundity. So, and I'm finally next week planning to do the back in the the microsats, assuming there's nobody there elbowing that way.
Good.
So what? So do we know when they're going out in the field? And we can talk about it later, but...
No, the update is they haven't been growing that well in the silos, even after they split them into...
Yeah.
And so they're going to put them in the bay. They're going to hang them in nets off the dock to boost growth.
Okay.
And...
How about Megan? Did Megan come back?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen her?
Haven't seen her.
Even when I was going, you haven't seen it at all.
No. But.
Okay.
I didn't look for her. I mean, I.
Okay.
She may have done something.
Okay.
But I don't know. And I'm happy to report that I'm done with that sea grant work.
Yeah.
Off my desk.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's good. Here.
Up to you, Alex.
I'm on med, and I'm working with him. I'm not sure what we're doing.
What are we doing?
Well, maybe
what
first.
What have
we done? Well, maybe first talk, and maybe give a little introduction about the bigger program. Maybe Emma might want to introduce that.
Okay.
So, because not even everybody understands what the bigger program is.
So these four students in the quarter will introduce themselves.
Yep.
Are part of a summer internship through a Beacon grant that another grad student got, and through Seattle Aquarium. And so they're paired with grad students, there are three grad students total, and they're doing a variety of projects to do with animals in Puget Sound and how the environment affects them, basically. So they can tell you a little more about specific projects if they have gotten started.
How the environment affects biodiversity, is that?
Sort of, yeah. We're kind of looking at the correlation between sort of different areas of activity, like one's in a marina, like one of them places in a marina, one of them's in a not so affected area, not as much marine traffic.
Okay. And then so both of y'all are mainly focusing on oysters in the environment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, different environments.
Yeah. And maybe verticals too.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
We're working with a different grad student, but she's in Panama.
Okay. I'm Maddie. I'm also working with water. And yesterday we worked on figuring out different kinds of plankton and as an example. And we used Shannon's Simpson biodiversity equations to figure out.
Did you take the sample?
No.
Well, we did a plankton when we were down in Shelton. We did a plankton show and we used those. Maddie just wasn't in the beach. So she did, but they did get it.
Okay.
And they all have lab notebooks.
Yeah.
On the, did you do the site?
Yeah.
On this page here. I guess we haven't really put
it.
I did.
You did, Anna.
I did not. Brian put the decals on top.
It's so clean too. I mean, how did?
Excuse me.
It's so clean. Like it doesn't have as much like our stuff. Like I don't even know how to get rid of this stuff. I'll post that here if you want to.
Yeah, there are project descriptions on there too.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Which it sounds like some people need to read.
So, when did y'all started when?
Last week. Yeah, last week.
And it goes through the whole summer?
Yeah.
6 weeks.
6 weeks, that is lovely.
And on August 26th, there will be a research symposium here in the Fisheries Building that will be open for anyone to come to. And we're looking for faculty judges and research scientist judges, or people to at least comment on the research. So, August 26th, I believe it's in the afternoon.
I think, you hear Jake? Jake? Mike's here. No, I heard it. Even if, okay. I think Jake's there. But I cannot hear him. Can y'all hear him?
No.
He can probably hear us.
Okay. Maybe if he needs to share something, he can chat it.
What's that?
If he wants to share, maybe he can chat it to us.
Chat it, yeah. Okay. So the 26th is this research symposium?
Yeah.
Where's that going to be held?
Fisheries. You don't even have to go far. I'll be sending out an email to recruit people to come and I think we mostly want faculty members and other senior scientists to come and just comment and interact with the students and talk to them about the research. Try students to help them.
Alright, and then you want to give us an update?
I've been working with interns on their projects. We've been learning molecular ecology. We had a field day on Friday, which was fun but hot. And for my own stuff, I've been defeated by MSAFLT for now.
No.
I redid 10 samples with the same primer set and had a 100% error rate in my genotyping, so I'm not trusting the method right now. Yeah. And it wasn't even like they're, a couple base pairs off.
No, it's
like,
literally 100%.
It was bad. It was bad.
Did you try lining them up to see what they, what the,
Well, it's like some of them have, a bunch of them have, what do you mean, looking at
the identical samples, did you put them on top of each other and go, oh my gosh, look, there's a peak here that wasn't in this one?
I didn't actually put them against each other, but just
that would be instructive, because if that could be the root of the problem, or it could be you, right? So it's hard to say.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, whatever it is.
What's the solution? I mean, what's the...
Well, Max suggested that maybe I try running them on the special peanut butt gels.
Just to see if it's where the problem is, whether there's a product and you just can't see. Okay.
To see if I can actually see the banding patterns, then that might make a little more sense than I'm a couple steps removed from the actual bands with the software that I'm using.
Yeah, but I think you do that alignment thing, you'll see the same thing you would in a gel. Put the electric paragraph on top of each other.
Yeah, I mean,
same
these,
samples.
These, I know the peaks aren't even near each other for the most part. Between the two samples. There's one peak that occurs in every single sample at 181 base pairs.
That's comforting.
Except it could be a dye artifact. The fact that it just appears in all of them and nothing else. No.
What you're saying is you ran same samples. Yeah. Completely independently. Only thing the same was
I did a different select PCR. So you do two rounds of PCR, a pre-select and then a select. My pre-select PCR was the same, but I did a different select PCR using the same primers. But still, even if that's not
they're the same primers.
It should give the same results.
Yes.
And it's problematic. That's been fun, and I've been working on my paper about proteomics, and that's been going pretty well. I got some helpful feedback last week. And so for Publicon, am I expected to take steps back
We'll talk about that later. Who's on the list?
I've been working on it for a while, though. I've been working on it for a while.
Like a humble brag, we'll have to like back up and do everything again. We've already done it.
I'm so far ahead of you people.
All right, Claire. Would you introduce yourself?
Because no one wants to talk about when I'm ready to do it.
Most of you guys know me. I'm Claire. I am also studying epigenetics, particularly DNA methylation in the Pacific oyster. I'm looking at how methylation can change based on environmental variation, and also how methylation changes over oyster development. And right now, my main task is looking at genome-wide methylation, how methylation is distributed throughout the genome, where it's occurring. So trying to tackle that, and I'll I guess you guys will be here when I show a few figures that I've been working on. For a paper, and the other thing I'm working on is establishing my committee, which is important. I have to write like a narrative of my research, which I've been working on the past couple of days. So, yeah.
Alright. Still don't, not sure if Jay can hear us, because we don't see anything, is it? I don't think I've heard a couple clicks. Click if you're there, Jay. Click if you're there. He's still connected.
It's like Morse code.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway. Okay. So Jay is at LSU. He'll be starting in September graduate school. So sometimes we have people join us from all my Giles. I almost did last week, but I was very, very, very tired. I looked at my phone, but that's all I did. Okay.
So, can I ask a question? How does Pubathon work?
It's right, look, okay. Listen, it's right here.
We're jumping ahead, Claire.
Yeah, you're jumping ahead.
She
okay.
Wants to win this thing, I can tell.
All right, so just out of curiosity, how did that, so that thing went did pretty well?
I thought it was
yeah,
yeah,
who all showed up? So, say what it is.
So we had a meeting last week about ocean acidification research in our department, and a few people showed up. So Trevor Branch, who's another professor here, he came and he has written a paper on how ocean acidification is going to affect seafood. And then Carolyn Friedman called in, and she also studies ocean acidification and native oyster, mostly, the oysters. And Emma Hodgson came, and she talked about how she's going to do some modeling work, looking at OA and how it's going to affect the sensitivity and susceptibility of various fish and shellfish along the coast. And Laurie came from the Halibut Commission because she wanted to just know more.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
So
that was
really
cool.
And she was really excited about it.
Yeah. Excited about just in general.
Research.
Yeah. And I presented a little bit from Jason Miller's research, but he couldn't make it.
Oh, that's great.
That was it,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Mac and Barrett. They didn't talk about OA.
Emily's a whoosh lab, is she
Emma.
In?
Emma,
I'm sorry.
She's Emma 2.
Emma 2.
To Messington.
What did you say she's doing?
She's modeling OA effects on fishery populations.
Like a lot of questions.
I bet you she's going to make that into a PhD. That's a lot of work for a master's.
But I think she was really excited because, like, all she was just kind of like, how do I figure out sensitivity with different animals? So hearing people that are actually working on different species.
Yeah, I mean that's ideal.
I think it was
modeling, talking to somebody who's actually doing
this. So I think she. It seemed like it was really good for her.
Yeah, and she still hasn't really broken into the OA research world. Like she didn't know about the Apoca blog, and so I think it was good to help her get resources.
So that reminds me. So did you? Or the R blog or SAFTOA blog?
I didn't show it to people, not too bad. I can send it out to them.
But we can probably get going on that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
What about this month? Any ideas for the what we want to do? The one thing I can do is I told Bob Mack, and when I did my food thing, I met some people in genome sciences. They're doing plant stuff, so it's different. But they were into, you know, a little bit, I forget what they did, stress and plants and RNAIs, and it just might be neat to talk to disparate people. Any other ideas? Or going forward?
Well, we talked about the Amherst class a little bit.
In some point, yeah.
I'd like to do that before I leave, since they do some personal stuff.
Yeah.
We could try that. Who would be the point person there? Who would be somebody to get going? You know anybody, Claire?
No, I wasn't there. I think the contacts people that we would want to talk to.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on what we would want to focus on. We could do like a general thing like analyzing large data sets and contact some people there.
Yeah, I mean, I think one idea would be, okay, y'all play with RNA short read data, you do proteomic data really quick, like you of course the biological questions are gonna be interesting, but how do you analyze it? So maybe you just kinda share our techniques. And then so maybe with the framework being it's not like a seminar, but we just maybe just talk a little bit about what we do, what we're doing right now, how we're analyzing maybe our challenges, and then they can share how they're doing it. That you're thinking about it just with the protein stuff, you know, with an idea of getting somebody to do some protein stuff.
Yeah. So if you guys have anyone in particular you want to talk to, just let me know. Otherwise, I'll contact people.
I don't know anybody. I mean, I just know because I'm on what Sarah's committee.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you're gonna tackle that, and so that we shooting for the same as before.
Should I see if Brooke can come too?
Yeah. I mean, we can narrow down the focus. We want to just do proteins.
Okay.
It's
up to y'all. I'm fine doing other things too. She studies similar systems and also deals with large data sets. So. Rather than have her own.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
And if it was a more broad focus, we could break it up into multiple months. You know, proteins this month.
Well, it might work.
Next month RNA or something.
Yeah. We could always do a follow up too if something comes up. But yeah, so you'll contact Brooke,
mm-hmm.
and you'll contact somebody or people over there and shoot.
So we're what, the this month?
Yeah.
July.
Yeah, if we look for July.
Fourth Thursday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Thanksgiving.
Every month.
Yeah. It's science.
Unless full.
Because that's going.
It's not as delicious.
Not as delicious. We should start breaking caps.
Yeah. If you want to send them, I forget that y'all probably have the link, right?
Yeah.
But we could, this little thing that I guess we could also make it open, this page, you could make it, it makes it look more efficient for those people. But.
I think Jake
said he'll be back and forth.
Yeah, Jake's able to listen to us, so he's in the lab working. Okay, so we got that, not on that. Lab meetings time is in the summer. Do we want to change them? Do we want them to be a certain time or a certain day?
Monday at 9 is still fine with me.
I think 9 is a little early for the interns. If we could do 10.
What?
You prefer to be here at 10 rather than 9, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And a lot has to come from far. It just takes a while to get here.
So is that the consensus?
Yeah.
Is Wednesday a better day?
No, Monday's fine. We just, Claire wasn't here on Monday.
And people who aren't here, you can always Google Hangout in too. You're not coming in that day, you still want to come to the meeting.
Okay, Monday. Alright. So, we do, so you, I'm assuming you didn't record last week for the people that missed it, Emma?
No, we have no technical difficulties.
Yeah, so you, your computer doesn't work Google Hangout, is that the, pretty much? That's weird. Okay.
Really annoying.
But in the future, okay, so you knew that was an option, that you just technologically wouldn't
No, I didn't realize we were recording lab meetings.
Yes, we record.
Yeah.
Yeah, we post it all the time. So everyone's, nobody listens to them, but we archive, I archive them, particularly when I can listen to them. There's been instances when people have said something they can't remember what they said, so now we know what they said. So that's on the same page on the wiki as the Twips. Go ahead and get it. Yours is on YouTube now, but I haven't linked it up.
Do you record them through the Hangout?
No.
Okay.
No, just audio. There's no video recording right now. There's audio recording.
Okay. So like the one I didn't set up the audio. Meeting, I was in charge of technology. I flailed on that.
Right. So this is just a point. That's an information point. For going forward, I always try to record it. I recorded yours from home. It was very poor, but I recorded.
Yeah,
I was on that meeting.
Yeah.
I used QuickTime to do it.
Which I know how to use now.
Okay. All right. Now we're down to the planning for Publathon. All right. So for y'all, what this is we're working on scientific publications, and it's just an organized effort to do it, and it has some kind of organization.
And you get points.
And you get points.
So there's more incentives at work.
You get positive.
What do you redeem with points? Yeah.
You also get negative points too. You can get points taken away.
Oh my gosh.
You
get bragging rights. I think if we got 10 publications the first one we did, we were all going to go to Australia.
Really?
So there's prizes on the table.
Yeah. So we didn't
publish 10 in the summer.
I wasn't part of it.
Yeah, Emma would have nailed it.
I would have gotten 6, and then it would have brought us to 10.
How about 5?
Okay, so we can talk a little bit more about that on Friday in our first meeting. So just generally before then, well, my idea is, help me remember, because it was 2 years ago when we did this?
Yep.
So it'll kind of be at the same, every week there'll be a theme and a task, right? And we'll kind of help each other, right?
Yep.
So do you like update people on your progress, or?
Yeah, so in my mind, it's, like the first week, like Friday, everybody needs to have like the hook or what it is or the three main points. Something very simple. Because it'll be slow in the beginning. But I'm trying to get Lisa. Has anybody heard from Lisa?
I was going to say, you get Lisa? I
have
called her twice.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's not responded to any of my emails. And I might try to throw some other stuff up there. I'm taking Doug. I know Doug has got a bunch of data that he should be writing up. And then you've got your old primary things you're working on. But we've even got stuff left over from 2 years ago we can throw it back in.
You want to get Katie wrote in the list too?
Yeah, that's right. We also have Katie. I mean, we might as well. I mean, we might as well offer the structure to help. And it makes it's a great value just to sit down the process.
So how many weeks is Publathon? How many tasks are there?
I think it's like 5.
Yeah. And we can plan more and more Friday, but in my, in my head, off the top of my head, you've got something like intro, outline the next week methods. So this doesn't preclude you from going ahead and submitting this week if you're done, okay? But just the organization keeping more all together. Results, and then the next week I think we spend at least a week on figures because we come out of that, and then everybody discussion, and then introduction, and then, you know, that's kind of how, if I recall right, how we did it.
Is it weekly? A weekly thing?
The weekly.
Yeah, every week.
Huh?
Every week.
Weekly does mean every week, yes.
In 5 weeks?
Yeah. So the goal would, yeah, so with the last thing being submissions. And then, of course, there's points involved.
You guys get why publications are so important? So.
Because you get famous.
Well, it's really how scientists are measured in their work world, but that's one reason, because if you have a lot of publications, it's easier to get a job, and if you have a lot of publications, it's easier to get promoted. But the bigger reason for publications in my book is you can do science until you're blue in the face, and if you don't share it with other scientists, it's really didn't do anything. And so publishing is a way to get your work out there. And so other people can see what else you did. So they can build on your work and make science move forward. Because otherwise, just you do it and nobody knows. So it was great fun, but, you know.
Yeah. Okay, I think of that.
So it's really a big thing to publish your work for that reason.
But I think
look at that. Lisa's like, got her paper in there.
Oh, nice. But even for the outline week, like, I know I have more than some people do. But it's like, for me, the outline's still going to be really important because I've got to pick my 3 points. And I think even with yours last week, your major questions were, like, what do you focus on? What do you hit? So it still might be good to revisit that with everybody there.
Yeah.
Well, part of it's helping. Well, part of it's helping other people, too.
Mm-hmm.
But by sharing what you're doing, even if you're not going to listen to anybody's advice, it does help the other people kind of understand.
I went and kind of worked on a discussion based on what you told me last week.
So, I mean, that trajectory for a paper is really different from how I think. So I start, like, thinking about my figures. I just start.
Yeah. Well,
I need my figures to tell the story, and then I build the story out of the figure. Because that figures are the hardest thing for me, so that's why I always start.
Yeah. I mean, I'm open to anything. If y'all would rather do that, I mean, y'all are farther along.
I could use feedback on figures.
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
And the other thing is, remember, once it starts on Friday, then you could, every day, you want feedback on figures, use this thing with the public on thing, and then, you know, we're not locked to that time frame, but that will be the organizational kind of schedule. But yeah, maybe there'll be even points for answering questions in the public on thing on this. I don't know. Yeah, so big picture, you know, the goal is, you know, I mean, technically, I don't know, I haven't heard from Storer in a while. I mean, her paper's actually done, but I'm kind of scared because she hasn't revised it yet. What's the end date on this?
Mid-August. Yeah, I mean, I want to get mine out.
Yeah.
Hopefully by the end of the month.
Yeah.
Is it going to be every Friday?
Yeah, every Friday too.
I've gone like one or two Fridays, I think.
Yep.
There goes the points. There goes your point.
That's where the negative points come in.
Well, what if I still have the trivia?
Yeah, you're sure, right. So you could, you're going to have to make up the points in another category.
An awesome paper.
So we'll be going to Australia without
you.
It's okay, she already has a honeymoon this year. She's in Australia.
All right, so I'll try to hash the details more out of that, put it on here.
So what's this week? Outline?
Yes. Yes.
Methods?
Yes. Minimally a strong outline. Talk about everybody's the direction, like what's the, I call it the hook, but the point, and a little bit of more planning. But we can do whatever. Charles thing. Just have to use it in here. I'll try to organize that tomorrow. Get Katie in it. Any other papers or
people updates for us? Missing. So, are you in you? See the Google Plus? Okay. We don't know about Megan. You saw that the lab meeting was today on Google Plus?
I saw it both on that and the calendar.
Okay. So it was very weird, like on the event, they weren't on, I didn't see them, so it wasn't clear that they could see it. But Charles, did you know about it from Google Plus or the calendar or both?
Yeah, I can see it.
French student, so Yanuk, I guess it's coming here at some point. I don't know. I think so. I just emailed her today and was like, well, it'd be nice if she overlapped when you were here. Cause it was, I actually talked to her before. So he does proteomics, he does pesticides on larvae oysters. And she's got like 4,000 euros. And so, you know, and she was like, what is he going to do and when is he going to come? And I was like, well, first of all, I said it'd be great if there was some overlap with Emma, because she does proteomics.
He can come in January.
That's what so we'll see what she says. You know, I don't really feel, comfortable, like, putting him on his own and sending him downtown. That seems, particularly if he doesn't speak much.
Most of them speak pretty good English.
Okay.
Just pretend not to.
So, that's one option. I also pitched the idea, I said, well, if you get some DNA and we do some epigenetics, we'll complement. I have no idea how far he's on his proteomic stuff. She said that's what his project is. So, anyway, that's going to probably... He's going to be around at some point. And I don't know for how long, so I've asked her that. But if any of, so that's what I pitched. Charlotte also pitched the idea that he could contribute to the QDOT, the informatics thing, because she's really excited about that. So incorporating proteomic data into the genomic analyses. So that I said, yeah, that'd be great.
February would actually be better for me than January,
okay.
If I
didn't
have January.
Yeah. You didn't really have to, I just thought, because you do kind of what, you're the closest thing to doing proteomics, it just seemed a little bit silly to not be able to see with you, but I don't know. We'll see what she says. I just emailed her today. Alright, notebook, so Charles, you figured out the notebook thing. Jessica,
I have all of these things, but I don't know how to get them up to the GFish site.
So you don't have to have your own page, your own account, though you can. You have to join this, which you have joined this, you're part of it. So all you really have to do is, well, I guess.
There she is.
Well, I haven't linked it because there's no link. She hasn't created a page. So just go all you have to do is just go. Create a new page, and then that's it. And then start going.
Okay.
All right. And then I'll link it up to here so the link works. Okay.
And I also don't have access to the people yet. I can talk to them afterwards.
Okay. Or Charles? No, Charles. You have access, right?
Yeah.
So you can talk to Charles.
Maybe.
It's just Then we've got blog posting weekly. Remember that? So I'll probably, the easiest way to do that is probably via email. So I've got a setup where you can just email a blog post and it shows up on blog, my blog. So we might start with that first. So I'll post that probably on here, how to do that today. So what I was thinking is maybe just to start out with is they would just go to the GeneFish one, and then I would probably take it upon myself to. Here's what I'm thinking. Tell me if I'm doing something else. Direct, you know, at least Jessica's maybe more to the OA stuff when it's relevant, but not put the pressure on Jessica. And then Charles is likewise, I'm thinking, at least beginning with this, we might change in the future, and then I'll take it upon myself to move it to, like, the Oyster Gene Center.
We'll get to the OA stuff eventually, too.
Does that seem like a decent plan, Claire? I'll post that today. Random thing to Facebook. I'm realizing, like, in Spain, like, that's the first, it's likely that's how people see our stuff.
Huh.
I don't know. That's just my opinion.
I don't
know. I mean, my one woman I met, she goes, yeah, well, I liked y'all, after your talk, I liked you on Facebook, and I was like, okay.
Is there a way to track that?
Yeah, I can see it, but as you know, anyway, I was thinking if anybody had any ideas to make this more automatically better, in the event that that's where some people's only interface for us might be, I can't stand it. I got into it yesterday to try to figure it out. So right now what happens is it just recycles stuff from the GeneFish post, but we could not do that and or move other content there. If anybody has ideas, I can post to it automatically from other stuff. If there's other stuff, what I mean by that is, it could be, I don't know, notebook entries. It could be things you bookmark. It could be anything you do. Our YouTube videos.
I think more visuals, like pictures.
Okay, that's good. What I could do is I could maybe just post pictures from the GeneFish.
Or is there a way to toggle it so it's like pictures and text?
Do you all see stuff through our own Facebook?
My mom used to like all kinds of stuff, and she's kind of fallen off.
I know, so that's why we've lost her, and we want to know how to get her back. So that's maybe you can do some investigation and see what went wrong. I mean, it's kind of any other ideas?
I don't know. Martha's Vineyard has a good Facebook page. Auburn Shellfish Group has a good Facebook page, so we could look at theirs and kind of see what they do. But I think they post all kinds of pictures and updates, local community things. And,
so this is the Auburn one you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, the photos probably make a difference. You know, I'm scared that if we get interactions that nobody will ever enter. Well, I don't know how Facebook works. Like, if somebody writes a comment, can somebody else comment back and answer the question?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like Google Plus.
Okay. Because I don't really monitor. Okay.
But more people use it.
That's what I mean. So, mainly everybody uses it. So, it's like if we put any effort into making something better on the channel, as we talked about a few weeks ago, if we're going to catch somebody or hit somebody, this is probably the best place. Yeah, all right, well, I might. What other one did you say?
The Martha's Vineyard one.
I don't think I don't know.
You can search for it at the top.
They have all kinds of fun animal spawning pictures and people inside the algae.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's great.
Yeah, it's fun.
What do you call it?
Martha's Vineyard Shellfish Group or something.
Ooh. Facebook stuff's nice. Alright. Like, these things always come up?
No.
Alright. Okay, so maybe I will stop posting everything from the blog, or what? Or just add pictures first and then just go from there?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how people... Like, can you overwhelm people with stuff?
No.
Okay.
Don't start writing what you had for breakfast on me.
Okay. And don't start posting pictures of your babies every single day.
Okay.
What if, like, we had access to it and posted interesting things that we're doing?
Yes, of course. But you can't do that now? You have no idea. I went into the settings just to change her web address, and it's just okay. So this is obviously a what do you call this? It's not a personal account. It's a
private
page.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Okay. So I'll do that. Yeah, and give you admin privileges too.
See, we only have 67 likes. That's not very many.
Okay.
Claire, you should post something on your page. You got the most likes from bioinformatics.
Okay. Alright. Good ideas. Fridge alarm? What happened? Why did the alarm not work earlier?
Because it was plugged into the thing that was turned off.
Perfect. That is
okay.
Figure that one out.
Okay. Have we resolved that?
No, but we didn't turn it off today.
Wait, so it doesn't work if there's a power outage?
No.
None of this is. It's the biggest waste of money.
It doesn't work if we forget to turn it back. If we forget to turn the fridge back on.
Okay, so
I understand that.
All right, so we have to, first of all, get it off of that plug. But
yep.
This should have a battery. All right, we'll follow up with that. This is more like a job this year, but I'm thinking about buying a Linux or making something a high-powered Linux box, because we've come across several softwares that only use that, like at the PacBio stuff data we have. As far as I can tell, we need Linux off. We need a Linux machine to do the analysis. Some of this ENCODE project that I showed you, Matt, it's just that it only runs, the software only runs on Linux. But I can talk to Giles about that. It's a general lab reminders. Matt, you had some thoughts on that?
I guess down in my office, I hit people up, but it was just kind of like being in the lab more, things like putting primer stocks back when you make working stocks, make sure they go back in the right place in the primer stock box, incorporating 4-degree holds at the end of your PCR run, so if you change your method, make sure you're holding something cool. Try not to let your PCRs go overnight. So if you're not going to be here, ask somebody else if they can take it out for you so you don't have our machines running.
So I've got a
So it's at a certain point in time, we used to run 4 degrees for an hour or 2 hours and then shut off. I mean, had that in the program, so it's not an infinity. But that's what we did at one at some time.
Hmm. Ours are forever. It's forever.
Right, but we can change them.
No, that's stressful.
Why?
Why not do forever?
What if you forget?
Huh?
Why not do forever?
Well, that's what you did. Well, her concern is power consumption, environmental stuff. That's what you're
saying.
Well, I mean, it's not good to keep on.
No, it's not.
Running your machine all the time.
Right.
I mean, you don't want to have it overnight, but if it's just.
But if it does go overnight, it's not a big deal, and I'd rather have my samples cool if I forget.
It's CDNA. You can. That's fine.
I heard it's really bad for the machines to be at 4 degrees on the day.
I've heard that too, but we ran in that way forever and nothing ever happened.
I mean, we used to do that in the Columbia lab too. Everyone does it.
Yeah, we always did that and nothing ever happened.
I got in so much trouble if I did that in another lab.
Yeah. That's
not good.
I know, I feel like that's something I should be able to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, so primer stocks. Going in a single place, back in the box. Don't contaminate them. Try not to get your samples out if you can, especially like over the weekend.
Yeah.
We can agree that if somebody's here, just ask somebody to take them out if you're not going to make it into Monday because that's something.
We reuse the buffers and the gel boxes. You know, if you're running gel one day, you plan on running gel the next day. Swapping out the whole buffer, but just put your name and a date on it, just so people know how many times it's been used, how long it's been sitting there evaporating, kind of deal. So labeling those.
So I did that, and then Sam made fun of me for doing that and saying, like, as long as there's nothing growing in it and I use it, why are you putting your name and date on it? No one else in the lab does that.
Well, I think it's a good general lab.
I think it is too.
Yeah, that's just
but Sam made fun of you.
Great.
Yeah.
That'll be the first time ever. And then the last thing was, we've got new people training, we've got primers that we test, and it'd be nice to have like a box where we had good genomic DNA, cDNA from a couple different tissues for Pacific oysters to test primers with and to let people do training without troubleshooting every single step if something doesn't work. Like, this is a good quality sample, like, use this. And so I was thinking about just getting a box started, but if people can look through, if they've got good cDNA samples, I know we've even got some good stuff from class last fall that we could maybe use. So I'll start a box and then maybe put something on Google Plus if someone's got something that they've known that they've tried before, amplifies well. I have Dave make RNA from gonad tissue from last year. I need to find it because I wanted to have cDNA for that because I designed primers. But I don't have a great tissue sample to test them
in. Right, so be what you're saying is some great box that has cDNA and or genomic DNA that's clean, that's good quality, maybe multiple tissues and multiple species, right?
Yeah, just for people that kind of go.
What's the name of this box? It should have like its own name, and it should be a very witty acronym.
I think
Ron.
It sounds like something for Google Plus.
Yeah. No, it's a good idea. I mean, we do it, and then you're right, that we just they follow up with it. Fall off the somebody's box that you could have. Yep. Anything else? All right. So I'll post at least a recap of Spain today. I did the first days yesterday on the blog. In general, I don't know. I met some interesting people. I didn't learn anything. Science was stuff we've done years ago, so that wasn't it. Except science that I'll talk about. What else?
Tapas?
Yeah, made tapas.
You danced?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I did meet so that, of interest, and, you know, now I know people who are in the middle of the genome. I met some of the bioinformatics guys, and they're willing to help, and that kind of stuff. I'm trying to think of any other valuable people. That was the main contact. Somebody in Italy, they're doing some stuff with balloons and putting oysters and clams out in different places.
key expression. And somebody who is now is in town, who was in Charlotte's lab, doing like she was doing RNA-seq in Texas. But anyway, I'll kind of regurgitate each day on a blog post as I can remember it and look back. But pretty, you know, people were interested in the epigenetic. They were more interested in the sharing part with open science, or at least the young people were. The older people, not so much. What else? Other stuff I got feedback from. That's about it. Nobody was really doing shotgun proteomics. I mean, all I saw was some people had some 2D gel stuff, but nobody.
Expensive.
Nobody. Well, no, it's the same cost as pulling a gel spot out. It's much. Isn't it? Or no? It's not? It's how much we used to pay for pulling a gel spot out and seeing
it. It's because we get a big discount for being in house and done.
Okay.
We pay about 10% the cost that
we normally. Right, but for you to take a sample and inject it into a machine, okay, is a cost. And isn't that cost the same as if you take a gel piece and inject it into a machine?
I don't know.
I think it, that's what I'm getting.
I didn't take gel pieces.
Right, so before you got here, we did that, and that's how much we paid. So that's what, so relatively, it's cheaper than doing 2D proteomics, 2D gel, 2D L sequencing proteomics.
But you're running for a short amount of time. Well, so you end up paying more for the shotgun because you're running it for longer, you're going to do more injections because you're doing technical replicates.
Okay.
You're just doing more replicates.
I still would argue that it's cheap. In my mind, it's cheap compared to RNA-seq. But
if we pay the real price, it's cheap. It's heavily subsidized for us. Which I think is why Charlotte wants her student to come here.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Well,
I think part of it's the price, and part of it is she wants them to work with another lab, work on just communicating science and English.
All right. So that's it from Spain now. Claire, you're gonna wrap it up by talking about a couple of figures, is that correct?
Yeah, rough.
Remember, this is a momentous occasion because this is the last time we'll be talking about bland figures during the book.
Bland?
I mean, at least Sam set the bar with the GoPro camera and the tracking DNA.
Yeah,
he's got the most views on YouTube. And so, until
Jazz makes me, he's making
video. How are you doing? How do you, I guess I'm recording it, right? Is that correct? How do you want it done?
How do I want it recorded?
Yes.
Just talk about it. I don't know. Yeah, just move it up a little. Yeah. And then I can move it down when I talk about the next one.
Alright.
Or can we get it all on one screen?
Maybe you.